Many people say that I'm specialist in this and specialist in that, but that may not be so. I'm specialist in not being home all the time.
我们今天要继续思想我们这几天的大题目。
We shall continue on in considering the theme of these evenings.
就是真理与信仰之间的问题。
And that is the relationship between faith and truth.
我们再次低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，求主你用你真理的圣灵引导我们，使我们的信仰是建立在你所启示的真理上面。主啊，你赐福今天早上的聚会，为我们除去各样的拦阻，让你的光照透我们的内心，用你的爱感化我们的心灵，使我们回到你的面前。奉主耶稣基督的圣名求你，
阿门。
我们在这几天思想一些很重要的问题。
We have been thinking some very important matters.
是不是信仰一定是谋杀我们的理性呢？
Does it mean that faith murders our intellect?
是不是一个有信仰的人，他的理性就没有功用呢？
Does it mean that a man with of faith has no function in his intellect?
有多少的基督徒，当他们在世界上需要了更多知识的时候，
We find that many Christians, after they have acquired much knowledge in this world,
他发现了有许多走信仰路线的人，与世界的这些知识是相抵触而相矛盾的。
Often find that the intellectual people and the people of faith are contradicting each other.
有没有可能信仰同理性之间没有冲突的呢？
Is there any possibility that there is no contradiction between the intellectual and the faith?
如果信仰是违背真理的话，
If faith is against the truth,
那么信仰到底把人带到怎么样的地步里面呢？
Then where does faith bring people to?
如果信仰不是违背真理的话，
If faith is not contradictory to the truth,
我怎么找到信仰与真理之间联合的那个关系呢？
How can I find the correlation between faith and the truth?
一个真基督徒相信信仰是不违背真理的。
A true Christian believes that faith is not contradictory to the truth.
因为真基督徒相信神是真理的源头。
And a true Christian believes that God is the source of all truth.
神也是真理的本身。
And God is the truth itself.
基督徒与非基督徒对真理的看法不同的地方在哪里呢？
The difference between the viewpoint of a true Christian and a non-Christian is,
一个真基督徒相信真理不但是神，这个真理是向人主动启示的。
The true Christian not only believes that God is the truth, but that the truth is revealed to man.
但是非基督徒所相信的真理是在理性中间对真理的想象而已。
But whatever the non-believer believes is only that which he imagines to be the truth.
这句话什么意思呢？
And what does that mean?
也就是说真理到底是有位格的或者是没有位格的。
That is to say, whether the truth is persona or non-persona.
如果真理是没有位格的，
If there is no person in the truth,
真理是人的理性想象出来的。
If the truth is only a product of imagination,
那个真理是与生命没有发生关系。
Then the truth has nothing to do with life.
那个真理是比人的理性更小的。
And the truth is smaller than one's intellect.
但一个真基督徒相信真理是有生命的。
But a true Christian believes that the truth has life.
有生命的人需要明白真理。
And anybody who has life needs to know the truth.
真理使人的生命丰富起来。
And the truth will enrich one's life.
真理使人的生命得到自由。
And the truth will set man free.
真理释放我们，使我们不受错误的观念的捆绑。
And the truth will set us free from erroneous concepts about things.
真理对我们的生命有非常的重要。
Therefore, the truth is very important to our lives.
如果寻找真理的是有生命的，
If whoever seeks after the truth has life,
真理比寻找真理的生命是更大的。
And the truth is greater than that which seeks after it.
而这个真理的本身是没有生命的。
And if truth itself has no life,
那就一件非常不合理的事情。
Then this is contradictory in itself.
所以基督徒相信真理是有生命的。
Therefore, Christians believe thatthe truth has life.
所以真理与我们会发生生命的关系。
And therefore, the truth has a relationship of life with us.
真理不但是有生命的，
The truth does not only have life.
真理也是生命的源头。
It is also the truth of life, as the source of life.
基督徒相信我们对真正有生命的真理的这个信仰，也就是我们真的知识的一部分。
And our true knowledge is that in which we know about the truth.
什么叫做信仰呢？
What does it mean by faith?
信仰就是对真理的忠实。
Faith is being faithful to the truth.
这样的信仰与真理就可以连在一起了。
Therefore, faith and the truth are correlated with each other.
我们的生命与神的生命连在一起的时候，
and when our life is related with the life of God,
我们透过他所启示的真理，我们活在真理的里面。
Through the manifestation of the truth to us, we live in the truth.
我们昨天思想一些这个知识的范围。
Yesterday, we talked about the categories of knowledge.
今天我们在知识论上有很大的纷乱。
Today there is much confusion in epistemology.
这个纷乱呢，是使许多的人的生命同他们的位分在这个世界中间没有正确的安排的原因。
This confusion is created by the chaos or the confusion when we consider the different categories of knowledge.
我们昨天思想到要把知识很清楚的分开范围来。
Yesterday we categorized different kinds of knowledge.
就要先认识人在宇宙中间的地位是什么。
That is to say, we must acknowledge what position we as human beings have in the universe.
在十六、十七世纪以前
，before the 16th century，
这个时间呢，这个在哲学里面叫做 the age of the belief。
It was considered as the age of belief.
到了十七世纪的时候
，then came the 17th century。
这就给它一个名称叫 the age of reason。
The philosophers called it the age of reason.
到了十八世纪的时候
，and then in 18th century，
就给它一个名称叫 the age of enlightenment.
It is called the age of enlightenment.
到十九世纪的时候
，then in the 19th century，
这个叫做 the age of ideology.
那是主义的时代。
那么到了二十世纪的时候
in the 20th century，
叫做 the age of analysis. Analysis 分析的世纪，
分析的时代是二十世纪，
分析的一个时代。差不多所有的 ideology 都已经结束了。
All the ideologies have come to a conclusion.
那么我们的思想从 faith 到 reason 这个时间发生了什么事情呢？
And between faith and reason, what has happened?
在信仰的时代里面呢？
In the age of faith,
好像理性是没有功用的。
It seems that the intellect was non-functional.
我用好像，因为其实不是如此。
I use the word seems because it was not true.
到了理性时代的时候
，then when the age of the intellect came,
好像呢这个信仰是被理性跨过去了。
It seems that the intellect has superseded faith.
所以呢，历史上信仰同理性常常有紧张的关系。
Therefore, during in history, there is always tension between faith and the intellect.
其实基督徒并没有否定理性
，but actually Christians have never negated the power of reasoning.
神创造了理性
，God has created the power of reasoning.
神没有毁灭人的理性功能
，God has not negated one's power of reasoning.
但是毛病在哪里呢
？But what is the problem?
毛病是人把自己的理性先当作神，所以产生了与神之间的对抗。
The problem is that man has deified one's own power of reasoning.
所以呢，就产生了与神之间的对抗。
Therefore, this deified reasoning has contradiction with God.
一个真基督徒应当是一个有理性的人。
A true Christian must be one of a person of reason.
一个真基督徒也不应当把理性当作神。
But a true Christian should not consider one'sA power of reasoning as God Himself.
所以呢，我们应当是做一个 ，we must be a rational Christian, but not rationalistic Christian.
我们要做一个有理性的人，而不是理性主义的人。
我们如果做了一个理性主义者
，if we become a rationalistic person,
我们就呢成为一个呢没有承认理性是有范围、有限制的人了。
Then we do not put a limit to our rationale.
理性是有限制的。
There is a limit to our rationale.
理性的功能也是有限制的。
There is a limit to the function of our power of reasoning.
这个我们怎么去了解这句话呢
？How do we understand this?This phrase,
神如果是完全的
，If God is perfect,
为什么神不创造完全的呢
Then why didn't God create that which is perfect?
如果神是无限的,
if God is infinite,
为什么神不创造无限的呢?
Then why didn't God create something that is infinite?
如果神是绝对的,
if God is absolute,
为什么神不创造绝对的呢?
Why didn't God create something that is absolute?
我们看这个世界不绝对。
We find that the world is not absolute.
我们看这个世界有限制。
We find that the world is limited.
我们看这个世界不完全。
We find that the world is not perfect.
问题是你怎么知道这个世界不完全呢?
But how do you know that this world is not perfect?
你知道这个世界不完全。
You know that this world is not perfect.
因为你里面有一个完全的观念。
Because there is an idea of perfection in you.
用这个完全的观念来衡量这个世界的时候。
And you measure this world with that idea of perfection.
发现这个世界同里面的完全观念有抵触。
You find that this world cannot measure up to that idea of perfection in you.
不满你心里面的标准。
It does not measure up to that standard.
所以你不满意这个世界。
Therefore, you are fed up with this world.
这个世界不完全。
This world is not perfect.
那么只有人会感到这个世界不完全。
Only man realizes that this world is not perfect.
这是因为人是照着上帝的形象样式而造的。
Because man has been created according to the image of God.
神的影子在你的里面。
The image of God is in you.
神的那个观念在你的里面。
The concept of God is in you.
这就是你能不满意世界的原因。
That's why you are not fed up with this world.
不满意世界是触动我们，使我们归向上帝。
Because we are not satisfied with the world, we are incited to seek after God.
但是当一个人把不满意世界转过来，变成不满意上帝的时候，发生了什么事呢？
But our dissatisfaction with the world, if it produces a dissatisfaction towards God, then there is confusion.
这表示这个人已经对神有另外一个要求了。
It means that this person has another kind of requirement of God.
为什么神不创造完全的世界？
Why did God not create a perfect world?
我们的答案是什么呢?
What is our answer?
创造与被造之间有一个绝对不同的本质。
There is a qualitative difference between the creator and the creature.
如果神所造的也像他一样完全的话，
If the created is just as perfect as the creator,
岂不是等于神也可以创造神了吗？
It means that God can create it, can create God.
如果神可以创造神,
if God can create another God,
岂不是神也可以被造的吗?
Then the God can be created.
所以这是不可能的事情。
This is contradictory.
所以 qualitative difference between the creator and the creature is logical.
所以这个创造主与被造者之间的那个值的不同是一个可以理解的。
Nowhere to compare the creatures with the creator.
We can never compare the created with the creator.
感谢上帝。
And we thank the Lord.
神是神。
God is God.
被造是被造的。
And the created are creatures.
神是完全的。
God is perfect.
被造是不完全的。
But the created are not perfect.
神是绝对的。
God is absolute.
被造的不是绝对的。
And the created are not absolute.
神是无始无终的永远。
God is from eternity to eternity.
没有开始，没有结束的。
There is no beginning, there is no end.
被造的只能有有始无终的永恒。
But the created has a beginning, but it may have the possibility of an unending end.
所以这个永远与神的永远也有 qualitative difference.
Our eternity and God's eternity has a qualitative difference.
感谢上帝。
And we thank God.
被造的如果是有限的，
If what is created is limited,
人也就有限的。
Then man is finite.
如果人有限的，
If man is finite,
人里面的每一部分也都是有限的。
Every part of a man is finite.
我们的感情不能比神的感情。
Our emotion can never be compared with God's emotions.
我们的意志不能比神的意志。
Our will can never be compared with that of God.
我们的永恒不能比神的永恒。
Our eternity can never be compared with that of God.
我们的理性也不能比神的真理。
Our rationale can never be compared with the truth of God.
把人的理性当作绝对的。
If we absolutize our reasoning,
已经是一个不合理性的错误。
This is an unreasonable mistake.
今天许多的科学家，许多的哲学家抵挡上帝的时候，是因为他们先犯上这个错误。
Many philosophers and scholars and scientists contradict God because they have made this my flaw, this mistake.
这个错误是个太大太大的错误.
And this flaw is a most basic flaw.
让我们再一次知道我们的理性是有限制的.
And now we recognize that our rationale is finite.
所以呢，我们的理性归在神无限的真理下面的时候，就产生了信仰.
But when we submit our rationale under the truth of God, then the faith is created.
那么你说这个信仰是损失吗？
Does it mean that faith is a loss to us?
不是的,
no.
这个信仰是回到真理的面前。
Faith brings us back to the truth.
那么我们现在要把真理的统一性先交代出来。
So let us talk about the unity of the truth.
什么叫做真理的统一性呢?
What is the unity of truth?
真理不能被割开来的。
The truth cannot be
separated.
真理不能被把它严格的把它分开变成片段的没有关系的。 The truth cannot be truncated into different parts.
在每个范围里面的真理,
when the truth is manifest in different areas,
在这些范围的真理都有同一个源头,
all these parts of the truth have the same source.
所以这些真理应当是彼此调和的。
Therefore, all aspects of the truth should be unified.
在科学里面的真理,
The truth manifested in science
是真理,
is the truth.
在人类学里面的真理,
the truth manifested in anthropology
是真理,
is the truth.
在这个神学界里面的真理,
the truth manifested in theology
是真理,
is the truth.
如果这些真理是从一个源头而出来的,
if all these different facets of the truth came from the same source,
就应当有一个调和在里面,
then there must be unity throughout all.
天下没有一个人会完全明白这件事。
There is none, there is no one in this world that can perfectly understand all this.
除非你从神的启示看见这一件伟大。
Unless you see this through the revelation of God.
神是启示的源头。
God is the source of revelation.
我们昨天思想到三个重要的范围。
Yesterday we talked about three different areas.
一个范围是人思想比人更低的事情。
The first is when we consider that which is lower than the existence of man.
这个电灯忽然间爆了，坏了。 Probably you change another bulb. 这个是 limitation of science.
这是科学的有限，对不对呢？你马上看出来了。如果用粉笔就没有
limitation 了。OK， 我们继续讲下去。
Let us go on.
我们思想到人的三个思想的范围。We
talked about the three categories of one's thinking.
第一个思想的范围是什么呢
？First，
看这里，看这里。 人想比人更低的,
we think of that which is lower than our existence.
当我想比人更低的,
when I think of that which is lower than my existence,
什么叫做比人更低的呢?
What is that category?
就是整个大自然,
and that is the nature.
神把整个大自然为人而创造了。
God has created the universe for man.
所以自然是为我, 我不是为自然。
Therefore, the nature or the universe is for me. I am not for the universe.
自然是服侍我，我不是服侍自然。
The universe serves my purpose, not I serve its purpose.
自然应当被我利用，我不应当被自然利用。
The universe should be used by me and not vice versa.
我应当控制自然，而不是被自然所控制。
I should control the universe and not vice versa.
我可以知道物理里面的重量，物质里面的关系。
I can know the laws of physics.
但是物理不知道我到底是谁。
But the laws of physics does not know who I am.
我可以研究科学是什么。
I investigate what sciences are.
但是科学不知道我是什么。
But sciences cannot know what I am.
我可以查出来地球离开太阳是15,000,000公里。
I can understand the distance between the Earth and the Sun, which is 150 million.
但是呢，这个太阳不能知道我从陈牧师中间相差几cm.
But the Sun cannot know what the distance is between Reverend Tong and myself.
我这个认知力,
by the power of understanding,
我就能知道这些事的这个可能性,
this possibility of knowing in me
是神给我的,
is what God has given to me.
你也可以看他做，但是那个比较低的，看这里比较重要。 好，我们继续讲下去了。那当我思想自然的时候
，And when I think about the universe，
我是比自然更高。
I am higher than the existence of the universe。
自然比我更低。
The universe is lower than I am。
所以对自然的研究
，And in when we study the universe，
是很简单的。
It is very simple understanding.
你的 IQ 够高的时候
，If you have a high enough IQ，
你有足够的耐性
，You have the enough patience，
你可以相当准确的找出自然界里面的真理的答案。
You can quite exactly understand all that is in this universe.
这个叫做 exact science.
This is what we call exact science.
比较靠近绝对性的科学。
It is something that can is close to the absolute.
那么我们昨天思想到这个的是很容易的事情。
So yesterday we have come to the conclusion that this is a simple knowledge.
所以科学是比人更低的。
Therefore, sciences are lower than man.
科学是最低的学问。
The sciences are lowest of all knowledge.
在所有的伟大的知识里面
，in all the great knowledge,
科学是低的学问。
Sciences are the lowest.
因为是研究比人更低的范围里面产生出来的知识。
Because it studies that which is lower than man's own existence.
人研究比自己更低的。
When man studies that which is lower than his own existence.
有几个重点。
Then there are several important points.
第一个重点是什么
？First of all,
是合法的。
It is lawful, legalistic.
因为神造人要管理自然，所以人研究自然是合理的。
Because God has created man to understand the universe, therefore it is reasonable for us to understand it.
第二样，
第二 ，second，
人研究自然
，when we study the universe，
这是比较容易的
，it is simpler.
因为人比自然更高
，because man is higher than the universe.
第三样
，thirdly，
人研究自然
，when we study the universe，
关系很特别。
The relationship is special.
当人研究自然的时候
，When man studies the universe，
人是谁
？Who is man？
人是高的
，Man is higher，
自然是低的
，And the universe is lower。
人研究自然的时候
，When we study the universe，
人是主体
，We are the subject，
自然是客体
，And the universe is the object。
The whole universe is the object of my knowledge。
这个全自然都是人的这个研究的客体。
I know something about the nature.
我认识这个自然的一些事情。
I am the subject and the universe is the object.
我是主体，它是客体。
主比客更高，容易办事情。
It is only right for the subject to be higher than the object.
这很简单的。
This is simple to understand.
举个很简单的例子。
Let me illustrate it this way.
当个猫跑到我这面前来的时候
，When a cat comes to me，
我正在看报纸。
I was reading the newspaper.
我皱着眉头看报纸。
I was frowning and reading the paper.
猫摇着尾巴靠近我。
And the cat comes with its tail.
它在那里用它的头就插着我的裤子，在那里靠着我的身体，在那里表示我需要你的爱，我需要你的爱。
And it is trying to express that it needs my attention and my love.
所以从它的动作。从他的体态，从他的声音，我知道大概他要什么。
From its actions, from its sounds, I know what it wants.
但是呢，我真的看报纸，真的想，为什么这个教师的 Teacher Association 反对 Reagan 的政策呢？
But when I'm reading the newspaper, I'm still thinking why the Teachers Association is against the Reagan plan.
这只猫永远也猜不出来，想不明白我为什么真的皱着眉头。它不知道我在想 Reagan 或者在想什么。
But the cat can never understand what I was thinking about at that moment.
所以我 understand cat 很容易 ，cat understand 我很不容易。
It's easier for me to understand the cat, but it is impossible for the cat to understand me.
研究自然科学
，and so the study of the universe.
研究动物学
，or of zoology.
这些都是容易的事情。
This is simple study.
但是我们研究这些不够的。
But it is not enough for us to understand the universe.
我们不满足的。
We can never be satisfied with that knowledge.
所以人转过来要研究人自己了。
Therefore, we must come and understand ourselves.
当人研究人的时候
，But when we study ourselves,
是不是高的研究低的呢
？Is it that we try to study that which is lower than our existence?
不是啊。
No.
但是我们试试看，要别把别人当作比我们更低的，给我们来玩耍了。
But we are just trying to imagine that other people are lower than we are, therefore we can study them.
今天许多人看自己比别人高，把别人再放在手指里面转来转去。
We find that there are many people that consider others to be lower than they are, therefore they manipulate them with their fingers.
以为的你可以欺骗别人啊。
You imagine that you can cheat others.
但有许多人可能比你更聪明啊。
But you will realize that there are many others who are more smart than you are.
圣经说不要自欺高大，不要自以为聪明。
Therefore, the Bible says, don't be bluffed up.
哦，这是很大的一个教训。
This is a very important lesson.
我研究自然的时候。
When I study the universe,
这是合法的。
This is legal.
我研究自然的时候。
When I study the universe,
这是容易了解的。
This is easy to understand.
我研究自然的时候。
When I study the universe,
我是 subject.
I am the subject.
自然是课题。
And the universe is the object.
所以的产生的答案比较靠近绝对。
Therefore, the result of such study may be nearer to the absolute truth.
其实呢，科学的答案也不是绝对的绝对。只不过是比较靠近绝对的绝对。
We must recognize that scientific discoveries are not the absolute absolute, but nearer to the absolute.
这是第一样。
This is the first point.
但当我研究人的时候呢
？But when I study other human beings,
我是人。
I am a human being.
被我研究的也是人。
And the object of my study is a human being.
不是高的对低的研究，是同等的研究。
This is.Trying to study that which is on the same level.
这个很不容易了。
And this makes it more difficult.
因为这个非常不容易。
This is very difficult.
所以产生的派别也就更多了。
Therefore, different schools have come up.
人类学的派别多得不得了。
There are different schools of anthropology.
而人呢，自己又有两个重大的部分。
And even man himself is dichotomized into two compartments.
第一个部分是什么呢
？The first.
就是以自然有关系的物质的身体。
That is our biological existence, which is related to the universe.
The material body, 这物质的身体。
Our physical existence.
第二部分是什么呢
？Secondly,
是造神形象样式造的，有灵性的永恒。
That which is created according to the image of God, which is spiritual.
永远的灵魂。
This is eternal soul.
所以连研究人也发生了两个不同的范围了。
And when we study about ourselves, then we must study the two parts of man.
研究生理学比研究心理学更容易。
It's easier to study physiology than psychology.
研究这个生理学比研究人心灵的动作更容易。
It is easier to understand our physical existence than our spiritual existence.
人就是一个世界。
Because there is a world in a person.
这个世界呢，就有这个永恒同暂时之间的结合。
Because there is fusion between that is which is temporal and that which is eternal.
有看得见的与看不见两个范围的结合。
There is the material and there is the non-material.
有这个 invisible and visible.
Invisible and invisible.
有这个心灵的同物质之间的结合。
And there is the physical, the materialistic, and the spiritual.
有生物界的同最神的事情的事情的结合。
There is the biological side of ourselves, and there is the theistic side of ourselves.
所以人是一个混合体。
Therefore, there is a man is the product of two worlds.
研究人是不容易的。
It is a very difficult subject.
明白人是不容易的。
It is very difficult to understand oneself.
中国人在这方面已经有一个字话叫做自人自面不自心。
There is a Chinese saying which says, when you know a person, you only know his face, you don't know his heart.
画虎画皮难画骨。
When you draw a picture, you can only...
Tiger.
When you draw a tiger, you can only...Draw its face, its skin, but not its bones.
这是很困难的。
It is very difficult.
自人自面不自心。
You know the face of a person, you don't know his heart.
因为人不容易。
Because man is very difficult to understand.
怎么样才能真正了解人
？How do you truly understand a person?
To understand man, you need the revelation of God because He's the creator of man.
你要明白人的话，你必须要神给你的启示，因为神是人的创造者。
所以我的看法。
So it is my point of view.
Except you are a true Christian, you will never become a good psychiatrist.
除非你是一个真正的基督徒，不然的话，你不能做一个真正好的一个心理学家。
这是 Nikon 照相机。
This is a Nikon 的 camera.
这个是 F2 photomic. 这个照相机是历史里面耐肯工厂所做的最好的照相机，所以我买了。
This is the best product of Nikon, therefore I bought it.
现在呢，有新的叫做 F3。
There is a new model called F3.
F3 有更多的 features.
It has more features than the F2.
但是 never surpass this one. 因为这个是 mechanic 特别精细的。
It is the best in mechanism.
不是这个 Texas 这个
instrument.
Instrument 可以做出来的。
It is not something that TI can produce.
这个不用电子的。
There is electronics in it.
里面都是人工做的东西。
Everything is man crafted.
是很好。
It is very good.
那么我如果要用这个东西呢
？If I need to use this thing,
我应当呢这个明白做的人、设计的人到底他的 data 是什么
？I need to know the data provided by the designer.
如果否定设计者
，If I negate the designer,
自己怎么用可能靠近，但是不是绝对的
？And try to use it my own way.I may be quite near to the truth, and yet it is not exactly the truth.
我告诉你，最 most complicated 的不是照相机，是人。
But the most complicated is not a camera, but man himself.
一个人里面有多少东西，没有人知道的。
Nobody knows how many things are there in a man.
前两年，这个 Yale University 有一个教授。
Two years ago in Yale University, there is a professor.
他把人里面的东西全部排列出来。
He listed the things that are in man.
什么 RNA, DNA, 还有其他的东西。
All the chemical, I
如果把这些东西组成像人这样活动的一个东西啊
，If they put all the chemicals together and make him into a working man,
那个价钱比整个地球还更多了。
It may cost even more than the whole world.
所以耶稣说，人比全世界更有价值，那就是可能。
Therefore, the Bible says the man is more precious than the whole world.
你带着全世界失去你的灵魂有什么益处呢
？If you gain the whole world and lose the soul of your life, what does it worth?
哦，那些话太伟大了。
Oh, this is most great.
耶稣的话是 the greatest estimate of man's value.
耶稣对人的价值观是看得最高的。
所以你自杀很可惜啊。
So if you kill yourself, commit suicide is
你很有价值的。
Actually, you are very precious.
你很笨才自杀。
You are very a real fool if you kill yourself.
当人研究人的时候
，So when a person tries to study oneself,
是不是高的研究低的呢
？Does it mean that he is trying to study that which is lower than his existence? No.
是不是主体研究课题呢
？Is it the subject studying the object?
不是。
No.
这个是什么呢
？What is it?
是主体研究主体。
It is.A subject studying the subject.
又把主体勉强当作课题。
It's trying to subjectivize the objectivize the subject.
这个叫做 mixture between subject and object.
It's a mixture between a subject and object.
当我研究这个 microphone 的时候
，When I study this microphone,
我不是他
，I am not him.
他不是我
，I am not it. It is not me.
我研究他
，I study it.
他在我以外
，It is outside of me.
我是。主题
I am the subject.
它是课题
It is the object.
但是当我研究我的时候
But when I study myself,
人就问一个问题了
Then we often ask a question.
我是谁
Who am I?
这句话你问过的
You have often asked this question.
但是不要太大声，免得人家奇怪
But don't ask it too loud, otherwise other people will think you are queer.
连你自己都不知道你是谁，怎么办呢
If you don't know who you are, it's a real problem.
我是谁
Who am I?
在这个问题里面三个问题
There are actually three questions in this.
第一个问题
First,
谁问
Who asked it?
第二个问题
Secondly,
问谁
Whom do you ask it?
第三个问题
Thirdly,
问什么
What do you ask?
好，我们现在来把这个问题带一带哈。
Let us answer these three questions.
我是谁
Who am I?
谁问
Who asked it?
我问
I asked it.
问谁
Who asked whom?
问我
I asked myself.
问什么
What did I ask?
问我是什么
？Ask about myself。
所以你看好笑不好笑啊？
You're sarcastical.
You are listening to something original 啊。但是你自己里面也有的，你也问过的。
Actually, you have asked the same question.
我是谁
？Who am I?
这个同研究科学不一样了。
It is different from scientific research.
因为把自己当作研究的对象来研究自己。
Because you are trying to objectivize yourself and study yourself.
这是非常复杂的事情了。
It is very complicated.
在这个 Jean Paul Sartre 的哲学里面
，In Paul Sartre,
他有这个自我的存在跟对我的存在 ，being in itself and being to itself. 所以我的这个分开能对我的存在。
he tried to explain that there is the subjective existence of oneself and objective existence of oneself.
有时候我睡在那边,
so sometimes when I am sleeping there,
我里面那个我跑出来从外面来看我正在睡觉,
then I myself may escape my body and look at myself from the outside.
自己想想自己,
Considering oneself,
你自己看看自己,
when you are looking at yourself,
不比镜子也可以自己看自己,
not looking at a mirror, but you are seeing yourself.
那个看是分开主体的我, 从客体我, 看主体的我, 从主体的我, 看客体的我,
you are looking yourself through the subjective, the objectivized self, subjectivized self, to look at the objectivized self.
Subjectify yourself as an object and objectify yourself as subject. 这样你就有个自我关系了。
Therefore, you have a self-relation.
自我讲话。
And you are talking to yourself.
自我检讨。
You are
inspecting yourself.
或者自我的这个分析。 And analyzing yourself.
那么这些都是不必太大声的。
You should not do it aloud.
如果你自己讲话在路上讲, 那有人会把你抓到神经病院去了。
If you are talking aloud to yourself on the road, you may be committed into an institution.
人研究自己容易不容易啊?
So it is a very confusing thing.
非常不容易。
It is very difficult.
正像我第一个晚上提过的。
That's what I have mentioned in the first night.
昨天我讲的,
and yesterday I also mentioned.
把一个病人带到10个心理学家那里找到10个答案。
If you bring a patient to 10 different psychologists or psychiatrists, you have 10 different analyses.
所以如果科学比较靠近绝对的话, 那么呢, 心理学就比较靠近相对。
If sciences can come close to the absolute, then the psychology come close to the relative.
因为是相对,
because it is relative.
所以呢, 我们看见这个答案好像不可靠。
We find that the answers, the solutions are not trustworthy.
因为是相对的,
because it is relative.
虽然我们很难得到真正肯定的这个把握,
we can never come to an absolute answer.
但信的本身是对接绝对的发出去的,
but faith itself is goes towards that which is absolute.
所以许多人对科学的信心是很坚定的。
Therefore, people have faith concerning the sciences.
对科学以外的其他的知识的信心是不坚定的。
But they have no faith concerning that which is outside of science.
第三个范围,
the third category.
人要思想神的问题,
when we consider the matter about God.
人思想无,
when we consider the universe, it's simple.
人思想人,
when we consider ourselves,
这个不简单,
it is not so simple.
人思想神,
when we consider God,
这就更不简单了,
it is even more confusing.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为神比人更高,
because God is higher than man.
所以以逼的思想高的这是很难很难的事情。
It is almost impossible for someone that is lower to consider someone that is higher.
我能知道动物,
I can understand the animals.
因为动物比我更低,
because animals are lower than I myself.
我能知道人,
I can understand people.
因为我自己做过人,
because I have been a person.
稍微了解人的情形,
I can understand a little bit about myself.
哥林多前书第二章告诉我们,
in the 1 Corinthians chapter 2 it says,
除了人里头的灵,
unless besides the spirit which is in man,
谁知道人的事呢?
Who can understand man?
我再讲一次, 除了人里头的灵,
besides the spirit in man,
谁知道人的事呢?
Who can understand man?
我们做人呢会心心相印, 心照不宣, 彼此了解, 看眼睛就知道心里了。
When we deal with people, we can make an educated guess.
有一天我的孩子要做一件事情的时候,
one time my little boy tried to do something.
他看我一下,
he looked at me.
我也看他一下,
and I looked at him.
他看了他就放下不做了,
and then he stopped whatever he was doing.
小小的孩子,
a tiny little boy.
这个四个眼睛看来看去就决定不做了。
After staring at one another, he decided not to do whatever he wanted to do.
因为里面有一种感应同 understanding.
Because there is an understanding between two persons.
人知道人一些事,
because man can understand that which concerns man.
这些知识影响了他的意志的决定。
These understandings affect his power, willpower.
当你们谈恋爱的时候也是这样。
And when you are in love, it's the same thing.
还没有谈恋爱以前,
before you caught someone,
很多人懒惰写信,
people are very I lazy in writing letters.
但是一直谈恋爱的个个变成文学家。
But when you are in love, you become a big writer.
这个一个人还没谈恋爱以前
before you are in love,
他吝啬的不得了。
He may be a miser.
但是等他谈恋爱的时候
But when he is in love,
他会暂时很慷慨。
He becomes a great benefactor.
结婚了以后呢，原相毕露。
After he is married, he goes back to his own way.
当你对一个人很有意思的时候
，When you are interested in someone,
越对他有意思，就越不好意思。
The more you are interested in him, the more you don't know how to, you are embarrassed.
这个越没有意思的，越好意思。
It's impossible to interpret.
That's a good
Those are Chinese puns.
That's a good interpretation. 所以当你对一个人很有意思的时候
So when you are really interested in someone,
你不敢讲出来
You are embarrassed to show your interest.
意志说我一定要爱他
But there is a willpower for you to love that person.
行动说我不敢讲出来
But in your action, you are afraid to show it.
所以产生 self-conflict 很厉害了
There is self-conflict.
那结果怎么办呢
So what do you do?
有一个办法了
In the end,
口不讲话，用眼睛讲话。
You don't show it in your mouth, you show it with your eyes.
很多人眼睛会讲话的。
Many people can talk with their eyes.
讲得非常深奥的话。
They talk mysteriously.
那么对方一看见哪个眼睛来，这个眼睛就闪掉了。
When that stare is caught by the other person, then she would turn away.
因为他越不看，那边会越看。
Because the less she sees or stares, the more he stares.
这个叫做以退为进。
This is I.
那么真，真的 Chinese psychology. 那么这个呢，就人与人之间心灵有所感受了。
So there is this I understanding between two persons.
Co-understanding. 那你我彼此了解了。这个叫人的灵知道人的事情。
Man's spirit understands man.
但是当人研究神的时候
But when man considers the things about God,
我很严肃地讲一件事情
Let me very seriously say,
你把自己当作主体吗
Are you considering yourself as the subject?
你把神当作客体吗
And God as the object?
对不对
Isn't it?
That's too serious. 太严肃的事情
It is too serious.
把神当作研究的对象你是谁
Who are you to consider God as the object of your study?
人的头脑可以想清楚神吗?
Can you really definitively understand God in your thinking?
人的理性可以完全了解神吗?
Can we reason God out?
我告诉你，连当你把神当作研究的对象的时候，站在主体的地位来研究，已经犯上了一个最大的错误了。
When you objectivize God and make Him the object of your study, then you have committed a great mistake.
这是很可怕的一件事情。
It is a grave situation.
神是神。
God is God.
神是永远的主体。
God is eternally the subject.
神永远不是客体。
He is never the object.
所以当我们谈神的时候
When we talk about God,
我们要以敬畏的心知道他在这里管理我们的思想
We must talk in God-fearing attitude because he is here to control our existence.
当我们思想神的时候
When we talk about God,
我们就知道这一位是产生我们思想功用的源头
We must recognize that he is the source of our power of reasoning.
所以呢，我们不能把神学同科学同人类学一样的看待
Therefore, we must not equate or put theology on the same level with sciences or anthropology.
因为范围不一样
Because they are different categories.
性质不一样
They are of different essence.
对神的认识同对物质的认识这其中有一个 qualitative difference.
There is a qualitative difference between the understanding of the universe and God.
法国的思想家 Pascal 讲一句话
Pascal once said,
You never know God more than you love God.
你不能爱神认识神过于你爱神
你在爱神的程度里面你能认识神到什么地步
You can only understand God through love
一个人如果对神没有尊重没有爱这个人对神的认识都是假的
If a person does not respect and love God then his understanding of God is false
当我们谈到这个重点的时候
So when we talk about this, this category,
我们如同进到至圣所里面来了。
We have actually entered into the Holy of Holies.
是不是宗教反对理性呢？
Does it mean that religion is against rationale?
不是。
No.
是不是信仰否定我们的思想呢？
Does it mean that faith has negated our intellect?
不是。
No.
但我们先思想人的理性在被造的范围里面是有限的。
But we must consider and recognize that our intellect in the creation is limited.
然后我们把这个有限的被造的理性在真理的面前匍匐谦卑，这是应该的一件事情。
We must humbly submit our power of reasoning under the Creator. That is only reasonable.
亲爱的朋友们，
Dear friends,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我奉主的名对你说，
Let me say this in the name of our Lord.
人是讲无，人是有能力的。
We have the capacity of understanding the universe.
人是讲自己， When, 人是有权柄，但是没有多大能力的。
We have the authority, but not much capacity to understand ourselves.
人是讲神。人实在是不够能力，也没有多大权柄的。
But when we consider God, we don't have the capacity nor the authority.
所以呢，宗教就掉在一个非常非常困难的地步里面。
Therefore, religion or religious notion is in a very difficult situation.
宗教是所有范围里面用最绝对的心智去投入的一件事情。
Religion means that you absolutely invest yourself in something.
Religions demand the absolute and the total involvement of yourself to the absolute. 那么这个绝对的投靠，又要投靠到绝对里面，就变成一个很严肃、很严肃的生活的一面了。
This absolute involvement of oneself in that which is absolute demands that we absolutely do such things.
所以我告诉你，世界上没有一种战争比宗教战争更残忍。
Therefore, I submit to you that Among all the wars, religious wars are the most cruel.
没有一种牺牲比宗教牺牲更伟大的。
But there is no greater sacrifice than religious sacrifice.
没有一种盼望比宗教的盼望更永恒的。
There is no hope more eternal than the religious hope.
宗教发生在人最深最深生命的一层。
Because religious experience pertains to our deepest being.
但是如果宗教的信仰同错误的真理连在一起，这就变成最可怜的事情了。
But if religious attitude or notion is I married to or is related to the wrong kind of truth or doctrine, then it is most tragic.
That is most pity and most tragic thing. If you believe to something that's wrong and you combine yourself, your faith, the absolute faith combined with the wrong truth, 那是很可怜很可怜的事情。感谢上帝。
We praise God.
感谢上帝。神是真理的源头。
God is the source of all truth.
他知道堕落的人有这样的毛病。
He knows that fallen man has this problem.
所以这位神就赐下了他自己的启示了。
Therefore, God reveals himself to man.
高的明白，低的容易。
It's easier for that which is higher to understand that which is lower.
低的明白高的很难。
It is impossible for the lower existence to understand the higher existence.
相对的认识绝对的不可能。
It is impossible for the relative to understand that which is absolute.
对科学的可能。Possibility.
Yes, there is a possibility of understanding the sciences.
对神的不可能。
And there is the impossibility of understanding God.
这两件事就变成了这三百年来整个西方文化的架构。
These two, the differences between the two becomes the center of attention in the last 300 years in the West.
你看西方发生什么事情呢？
Look at the Western history.
宗教信仰衰退下去。
You find that religious fervor has declined.
以人为中心的理性同文化一直抬高起来。
And humanistic and egocentric philosophy has arisen.
这个科学越来越提高了。
And the sciences are elevated.
信仰越来越差劲了。
And faith has declined.
你看见整个毛病就在这里了。
And you find the mistake there.
如果这几天我们所谈的原则你真正了解了，你再分析整个世界文化的动向，那就不是大事情了。
If you have grasped what I've been trying to tell you these last three meetings, then you'll be able to grasp what is going on in the phenomenon of the world.
两件事情你注意。
Two things you must pay attention to.
第一件事
First,
is the Copernican revolution of astronomy.
Copernican.
Copernican's revolution of astronomy.
所以天文需要一个改变的时候呢
when Copernicus proposed this new concept of the universe,
那么人呢就不像宗教所讲的，人不再做中心了。
Then man has, man will not be the center of the universe anymore.
Man are no more the center of the universe.那么从前的天主教告诉我们，人是整个宇宙的中心。
You know, I during the Middle Ages, the Roman Catholicism, I designates man as the center of universe.
这个世界是整个宇宙的中心。
And the world is the center of the universe.
等到哥本尼的时候才知道，世界不过是绕着太阳走的一个小行星。
But then Copernicus, I propose that the Earth is butA
small planet,
more planet circling around the sun.
这个世界就不重要了。
So the world has lost its centrality.
人也不重要了。
And man has lost its centrality.
抢到这个重要性的宗教，天主教中整个对神的信仰也就不重要了。
And therefore, the Roman Catholicism, which upholds that man is the center of all the universe, has declined also.
那个时候什么时候发生的？什么事情发生的？
Then what happened?
哥本尼被害了
and then Copernicus was martyred.
科学家被逼迫了
and scientists were persecuted.
所以真理被谋杀了
and the truth was murdered.
这个是一面的错误
So this is a grave mistake in history.
第二件大事情
The secondly
是达尔文的时代
That's Darwin.
这是 evolution.
That's the evolution theory.
进化论产生出来的时候
when the evolution theory was proposed.
那么人的重要性又在降低了
Man's importance is again declined.
在哥本尼的时代
during the days of Copernicus,
地球已经不再是中心
the earth has lost its centrality in the universe.
在达尔文的时代
during the days of Darwin,
人已经不再是上帝造的，是动物变化
Man is not no more created by God, but evolved from lower existence.
基督教再反达尔文
and Christianity is against Darwin.
许多的传道人反对达尔文
and the preachers were against Darwin.
好，我现在问你一个问题
and let me ask this question.
许多人的印象，基督教是反科学的。
Many people have the concept that Christianity is against science.
而科学是绝对的
and science is absolute.
所以信仰一定是错的。
Therefore, faith must be wrong.
做一个现代人。
And we modern man,
我们一定要接受科学，一定要反对信仰。
Modern man must accept the absolute sciences and reject faith.
今天许多的人，那些做牧师、做传道，都是笨得要命的人。
Therefore, many preachers were considered to be foolish.
那些科学家都是最聪明的人。
And the scientists were considered the brightest.
我这几十年要把这些东西搞清楚，我花了多少的心血来找到真正的答案是什么
？In the last two decades, I have I spent much time trying to put the upside right.
是就说是。
When it is yes, it's yes.
不是就说不是。
When no, we say no.
当科学家向哥本尼受害的时候，这是教会错了。
When the Roman Catholic Church persecuted Copernicus, then the church erred.
但是当教会反对进化论的时候，教会不一定错。
But when the church is against evolution, the church may not be wrong.
当这个哥本尼研究天文学的时候，是真正的科学。
When Copernicus studied the universe, that's true sciences.
但是当进化论的时候，这不是真正的科学。
But evolution is not exact science.
就我昨天解答问题提过了。
So I mentioned it yesterday.
所以我们今天不能把绝对的相对化，不能把相对的绝对化。
We must not absolutize that which is relative, and relativize that which is absolute.
许多基督徒怕了。
So many Christians are afraid.
因为教会曾经逼迫过科学家。
Because in past history, the church has persecuted scientists.
我现在什么科学都接受了。
Therefore, now we embrace all kinds of sciences.
基督徒一看到科学就发抖了。
Christians tremble before science.
因为有一天科学把我们的信仰淘汰掉，怎么办呢？
What if one day our faith is negated by sciences?
我告诉你，没有这个事情。
Let me assure you, it will never happen.
求主给我们有智慧。
So may the Lord give us wisdom.
把这些事弄清楚。
That we have a clear understanding of this fact.
我们对真正的真理一定要顺服。
We must be absolutely submissive to the truth.
因为真正的真理的源头是上帝。
Because the source of all truth is God.
但是对神这自己的真理。
But concerning the truth about God,
我们知道我们的理性是有限的。
We realize that our intellect is limited.
靠着圣灵的引导去了解他。
We must understand God through the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
今天早上这一堂我要讲到这里。
So I must stop right here today.
第二堂。
In the second session,
继续讲到神的启示在信仰中的重要性。
I must continue on in speaking about the importance of the revelation to our faith.
完全不同的一个讲座。
So it will be a different lecture.
我们大家低头祷告。
Let us pray.
当我们低头闭眼睛的时候，
While we bow and close our eyes,
我要读圣经的话给你听。
I will read a passage of scriptures.
使徒行传第十六章。
In Acts chapter 16.
使徒行传第十七章。
Chapter 17.
第二十六节，二十七节。
Verses 26 and 27.
他从一本造出万族的人，住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界。要叫他们寻求上帝，或者可以揣摩而得。其实他离开我们个人不远。
And God made from one every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined their appointed times and the boundaries of their habitation, that they should seek God, if perhaps they might grope for him and find him.Though he is not far from each one of us.
我们的生活、动作、存留都在乎他。
For in him we live and move and exist.
今天，我以主的仆人身份对你说。
Today, as the servant of God, I speak this to you.
你是神所造的。
You are created by God.
神创造你，思想很多伟大的问题。
God has created you and given you the power to understand a lot of things.
今天早上
This morning,
他又借着真理对我们讲了许多的事情。
God has spoken to us through the truth.
有哪一个人？
Is there anyone here?
你说主啊，感谢你。
You say to God, Lord, I thank you.
我更清楚明白你的道。
Because I have a clearer understanding of your way.
我更清楚明白信仰同我理性的关系。
I have a clearer understanding of the relationship between faith and intellect.
我愿意做一个降服于真理的人。
I want to be a submissive person to the truth.
有这样的人。
If you are such a person,
请你把手举起来。
Will you please raise your hand?
感谢上帝。感谢上帝。
Thank you.
感谢上帝。
We thank the Lord.
感谢上帝。
We thank the Lord.
还有哪一个人？
Is there anyone else?
你说我要一生做一个降服于真理的人。
You say to yourself, I want to be a submissive person to the truth.
请你把手举起来。
Will you please raise your hand?
还有哪一个人？感谢主。
Is there anyone else?
感谢主。有许多许多的人。
We thank the Lord.
好。
There are a lot of us.
我现在我要请刚才举手的人。
So I would request those that have raised your hand just now,
请你们再举一次，直到有人把卡片交给你。
Will you please raise your hand until you are given a card?
请把手举起来。有哪一个人？感谢主，感谢主，感谢主，感谢主。你等到有人把卡片交给你。
Raise your hand until
还有哪一个人
you receive a card.
你说我也愿意，请把手举起来。还有哪一个
Is there anyone else?
那边有好几位的人。还有哪一位？感谢上帝，感谢上帝！我相信我们中间许多心灵需要神的真理解答的人。
I believe that there are a lot of people who have problems in your heart that want to be answered.
我们的时间有限
，Our time is limited.
但是主爱你
，But the Lord loves you.
只要你真心要降服在神的真理下面
，If you really want to submit yourself to the truth,
真理的主要把纯正的信仰给你
，The Lord of the truth.Will give you the right truth.
你所有的困难都会解除。
All your problems will be solved.
你说我肯。
If you are willing.
还有没有这样的人？请把手举起来。
Will you raise your hand?
还有哪一个人？还有没有呢？举了放下去。还有没有？
Is there anyone else?
若是没有，我们就要结束。
We will close the meeting.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
请陈牧师带领我们祷告。
Lord, this morning, we are in touch with reality. Lord, this morning, we are faced with the awesome thought